USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is extending the White House's social distancing guidelines for coronavirus. In an interview on Fox News, President Trump says the recommendations are being extended through April 30th.
We just want to do it right, so we picked the end of April, the last day, April 30th, as a day where we can see some real progress.
As New York and New Jersey continue to be hotbeds for new cases of coronavirus, New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo reminds everyone,
the public has to be responsible. Stay at home. When I issued the stay-at-home order, it wasn't, it would be nice if you did. It is a mandate. If you leave the house, you're exposing yourself to danger.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Another world leader is taking precautions after exposure to the coronavirus. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, the latest world leader to self-isolate after an aide tested positive for the virus. It's going to be up to the Prime Minister's doctor to determine when Netanyahu can come out of isolation. There are more than 4,300 positive coronavirus cases in Israel, and 15 people there have died. German Chancellor Angela Merkel went into self-quarantine after she got a vaccine from a doctor who then came down with the virus. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The FBI and Securities Exchange Commission are reportedly probing stock trades involving several members of Congress prior to the markets tanking on Wall Street. North Carolina Republican Senator Richard Burr and California Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein are among the two most notable senators that made major market moves, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Gas prices continue to fall as demand has decreased as millions of Americans are now working from home amid coronavirus concerns. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has the details.
Gasoline prices have dropped 12 cents a gallon for a nationwide average of $1.97. That is the lowest since 2016. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us the price is expected to go even lower this week.
Average gas prices will likely continue falling as much as 25 to another 50 cents per gallon, with the most expensive states, including California and Hawaii, likely to see the biggest drops.
The national average is a 73-cent drop from last month.
Average prices now stand 73 cents lower than a month ago, as the drop in gasoline demand has precipitated a large drop in gasoline prices.
The Duchess of Sussex has gotten a new gig. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the scoop.
Meghan Markle is narrating a new nature film that's coming to Disney Plus in April. Disney announced that Markle, the Duchess of Sussex, will provide a voiceover in the Disney nature film Elephant, which premieres April 3rd on Disney Plus. Elephant follows the African elephant Shani and her son Jomo as their herd travels hundreds of miles across the Kalahari Desert. Dolphin Reef, narrated by Natalie Portman, and Penguins will also premiere April 3rd.
Thank you, Wendy. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.